prayed for Andy and Carol Fucella and sent them to Haiti to work with a ministry called Restore Haiti. And we want to circle back around now and give them an opportunity to share a little update with us about their trip there. So come on down.
Bonjour, comment yé? It's good morning. How are you? I'm fluent in Creole now. Not really, but I do have the key ones like God loves you, Jesus loves you, stuff like that, which is important to me. It was a very, very wonderful trip Andy and I had with seven other people who went from Northeast Community Church, including their pastor went this year. So we really felt your prayers and we witnessed them. The protection that was over us as well as the empowerment of the Holy Spirit was amazing. I will tell the one incident of protection. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. We were up in the mountains where Pastor LaFleur is planning another church, and we had taught Vacation Bible School, and on the way home, we were coming down the little windy, narrow roads of the mountain, and all of a sudden, around the corner comes this huge truck, one of the biggest ones we've ever seen there, with a long flatbed. He did not beep, which is custom. You always beep around the corners so people know you're coming. And as he came around, he was on our side of the road. So we're in this little pickup truck, the tap-tap, as they call it. Andy had a front row view because he's always in the front because of his back. He can't be in the hard parts in the back to sit. But as it came around, literally, the truck was ready to wipe us off of the little road on the mountain. And it was just by God's grace and mercy that it was like a hand came and stopped the truck from hitting it. And we all slammed forward because he tried to stop the guy who drives for us, Jean-Marie, and swerve, but there was no place to swerve. So it really, Andy said when he saw that, there's no way that truck didn't hit us. It was a miracle. It stopped. I slammed in the back into somebody's legs because they were sitting on top. Otherwise, my face would have been crushed in the metal because that's where my face is going. So the Lord took care of every one of us, so thank you for your prayers of protection, and thank you, Lord Jesus. We had really wonderful things that we did this time away. We touched over 700 little kids' lives. It was amazing. Through the feeding program, which is one of the parts of it, and the scripture that we have up here on Matthew 25, as I was rereading it, where Jesus says, "You fed me, you gave me something to drink, you clothed me, you visited me when I was sick and in prison." Really, it's amazing what we see with Restore Haiti as well as Restoration Ministries, which are the two partners, and Pastor LaFleur is in charge of that Restoration Ministries. What they are doing with this command of reaching out to those that are in need. The feeding program feeds hundreds and hundreds of kids every week, and especially when it's chicken leg day, that's one day a week they get some meat when there's a team there because we pay for the chicken that comes in. And you see those kids eat every single morsel, every rice piece. There's like clean plates, you wouldn't believe. A lot of those kids, that's the only meal they get every day. And sometimes you even see little kids tucking food in their pocket, which they must be taking home for siblings that aren't part of the program. So we see how they're feeding and giving. A glass of water is at the end of that meal for them. We also see how the Restore Haiti allows the kids to be clothed, because all the sponsors who have kids will bring clothes and shoes and that. Last year, I know our little guy that we had, Mendy, he had nothing but holes in tennis shoes. And when Pastor LaFleur had said to him, "Why aren't you coming to church?" he said, "Well, I don't have church shoes." It's just part of their culture to dress their best and to have the proper shoes to go and respect and worship. And so we were able to provide that, so he's going to church now. And so you see how this whole ministry is touching the lives in that way. When I see that you visited me when you were sick and in prison, I really see the darkness in Haiti, because that is one of the number one places of voodoo in the world. And that darkness has so many people in prison. And how Pastor LaFleur and Restore Haiti are touching all these lives with Jesus' love by first giving food and drink and shoes and clothing, and then giving the message of who Jesus Christ is. It's amazing to see the transformation of the people from darkness to the light, and they're freed from the prison of darkness. So we're really privileged and excited that we're able to go and just be witness and be a part of all of this. The other part of what we did this year was teach Vacation Bible School. Usually Pastor LaFleur does not allow a team teach more than maybe once or twice, but we had the privilege of doing it 5 days. So I think he feels that we are able to really give the message out to the kids. We've done it for the last few years. This is one of the projects we did. where we took a Polaroid picture of the kid, and then we had this little frame and stickers. And we gave this out from the youngest, like 3, 4, 5 year olds, all the way up to the 20s, because we taught a teenage 20-year-old VBS class. And it's just amazing how excited they are to get a picture. That for them, this might be the only picture they ever have of themselves. And the message on here is, God loves me. And that was the message that we had, that God loves us. When we accept Jesus in our heart, we have that love then in here, and then we're out to spread it. And that we had come as a team because we loved God and had felt his love and wanted to touch their lives. So it was amazing. We went back to the church that Pastor LaFleur planted last year. There were over 150 little kids up to the teenage years, and then from the teens, there had to be 50 or 60 kids that are part of that congregation now. So it's just amazing how that church is growing, and they really are empowered. They were part of the crusades that we had, and they were out praying these teenagers throughout the time against the warfare that there was there spiritually. So it's amazing to watch and witness their faith. We also went up into the mountain where we almost got hit, but thank you, Lord Jesus, we didn't. That's where the new church is being planted, and it's way, way up in the mountains, so there's not much up there at all. And there we had at least 150 kids again that came out from who knows where, because you don't even see houses in that area. And then finally, the last place we went was where the crusades were. Pastor LaFleur had 5 nights of crusades. We were able to participate in two of them where we were prayer intercessors while the message was being said. And you just marvel at how the power of the Holy Spirit there, because one song they repeated for 40 minutes, and everybody was into it. I mean, there was not one person getting bored with it. I mean, they were just... So to see that Spirit moving in the hearts and taking them from that darkness to the light of who Jesus is... It's amazing. This VBS pastor had said where the crusades were just testing to see if people would want to come out and hear the message. And he had said the kids, there'd probably be 100, maybe 150. And there were over 350, 400. So try taking Polaroids of 350, 400. It was like very, very chaotic, maybe organized. I mean, it was funny, but it was good to see how they were so excited to receive that. So those are some of the things we were able to do. And as I said, we touched over 700 lives with his love. What a privilege and a blessing. So Annie's just going to tell you another thing of what the deacons are going to be doing now.
In this case, they don't save the best till last, speaking after Carol. But I will say a few words. Like most other years, you know, you go down there thinking you're going to serve and be blessed by the bless the other people, but you always come back being blessed so much more by all the people you meet in Haiti and the tons and tons of kids that are there. I mean, we'd just be blown away when we'd get out of the little tap-tap and see just these kids sitting on benches and packed in all over the place. But anyway, we got to spend a lot of time every day in the feeding program, and that's through Restore Haiti. And we would... you know, either wash their hands before they come in to eat, take them food. Carol has gotten a pretty good bond with the ladies in the kitchen the last few years, and they allow her to do the pots by herself down the umpteen plates that come through. So those are the different things you do, but it is nice to see firsthand, you know, what is actually being done with the money that you send down. If you do sponsor kids all the kids that eat there are through the sponsorship program in Restore Haiti. That's all I was going to say. Never guess.
Well, I forgot to say.
So anyway, like I say, the three parts really of the sponsorship program are the feeding. They get some basic medical with that. And probably the most important thing they get is a chance for education. In Haiti, you don't automatically get schooling. If you get schooling, it has to be paid for. And you get it up through the sixth grade only, and at that point you have to take a test by the government. I'm not sure exactly what it's like, but if you don't pass that, your schooling is ended at that point. So it's pretty tough, and education is special for those that do get the chance to and the opportunity in that. Well, back at the start of this year in the deacons meeting, I brought up to the deacons that maybe we might think about saving some of our pocket change and maybe sponsoring one of the kids down in Haiti this year. And we've been doing that, and we've actually, when I went down there the other day, we asked Pastor LaFleur, and he always seems to have somebody special need child that just happens to need a sponsor. And in this case, it was a girl we met. There's probably a picture up here somewhere. Carol can point it out when it comes by. But her name is Salika, and we're going to be picking up and sponsoring her through the deacons, the church. Probably if you guys have any loose change in your pockets, too, you could help us out if you want, because there's plenty of kids out there that need sponsorships and stuff like that. But you could talk
That's
to me.
That's a picture of Salika.
Yeah, there she is right there. That's who the deacons are sponsoring. You know, there's one thing that at the end of the last night, Pastor LaFleur always comes and talks with the team a little bit, and there was one thing he said at the end this time which really hit me. And he says, you know, oftentimes we think that it's the large churches that do the bulk of the pulling and the, you know, the help for missions, but he goes, it's really not so. He goes, it's really the small churches with the big hearts that do the majority of the work in the mission field. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, you know what? I'm really privileged to be a part of PCOG here, because we are not, by the world standards, a large church. We're small. Yet I know, you know, I just see our sense of heart and how big it is toward the missions that we do support. And like I say, I feel privileged to be a part of that.
So, to conclude, I just want to touch base on that verse again where the king at the end of these words say, and when you do something for the least of these, you've done it for me. And how Andy and I, over the years, have felt God's pull our heart towards helping children. That seems to be our real heart. And it can be done in so many ways. There are kids here hurting in America. There are kids in Restore Haiti. We've touch base with World Vision, we have a child. Nigeria, we have a child. Also in Hope for Kids. Those are just a few of missionaries and ministries that are touching children's hearts. So I guess the Lord has challenged us over the years to see where he's leading us to help feed the hunger, clothe, and to give the message of Jesus Christ. And I guess I just leave that for all of you. Where is the Lord calling you? Where are you touching to feed and to clothe and that, because he calls each of us to that. And I just pray that you'll spend time with him and find out where that might be. If anyone has interest in Restore Haiti, we have a couple of these out there, and we can answer any questions. But as I said, there's Nigeria. Bill and Susan can talk about Peter's ministry, the King's Kids, many kids there. There's so many needy kids, and how amazing the little bit that we do impacts their lives tremendously. And they really come to know who Jesus is by that loving gift. So, thank you very much. Merci.